Paper B, and paper B titled Determination of the Table of Fares in Respect of Hackney Carriage. Mr. Clinton, please, Mr. Central.
Thank you, Chair. Can we hear him? I did say that Kieran Tarrant got congratulated on sorting these out, but obviously he's failed me. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Chair. If I just quickly run through the report for you today. The report is for you to determine whether the table of fares need to be increased or not, and also to consider whether we need to bring this back to you on an annual basis. If you quickly go through the report, you will note that in the previous years we've used the AA figures to assist us in determining the fares through the calculation process. Unfortunately, the AA no longer provide that service, so we've used the RACs this year instead, which is basically a similar process to come to that conclusion. You will see, as a part of the consultation, we contacted 122 proprietors, people who own taxis. There are around about 200 taxis on the island, and for their consideration in relation to whether the table of fares should be increased. We received three written responses, which are Appendix 3, and hopefully you've read through those prior to today's meeting. And it is interesting to see that one of those was to not increase the table of fares, another one just wanted to change the times of the tariff applied for to make it more desirable for people, for taxi drivers to work at those hours. As I move on to the options we have in front of us, the options are to agree the table of fares, to agree that there is no increase to the table of fares, to amend the table of fares if you feel it needs to be done so, and option three is to delegate to office to review the table of fares in November of each year, but only to bring it back to this committee if officers feel that the table of fares need to be increased. I've put that in there. In previous years, we brought this decision back to the committee every time. The way that we calculate the table of fares is can be checked. It's there, and it is a formal process that can be reviewed and seen as a proper method of calculating fares. So that's for the decision of this committee. So my recommendation is to make no changes to the table of fares, and option three, to only bring it back to this committee if officers believe that the table of fares need to be increased. That's a short presentation of my report, Chairman, and I'm happy to take any questions from the committee.
I like the title.
I'd like to propose a recommendation, Chairman.
I'll second that, Chairman.
The recommendation has been proposed and seconded. That's on the table. Councillor Paul.
Thank you very much. Apologies for me being slightly late for the sickness. I've had a peer review that overran slightly. Yes, I totally read through the paper. I read through the papers. We seem to have these every year. We look at them, and there is very little change. And if something does come up, then it's a matter of coming back to us and to the executive member, and it's you as chairman to amend any changes as and when they arise. So I'm very happy to support the paper to be put forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. Are there any further questions to me on this paper? Councillor Edson. Edson, sorry.
Thank you. It's just a question on the previous AA charges and how that was calculated. I assume the RAC is a reliable source of information when it comes to annual running costs of vehicles, etc.
I've got to say that, Chair. Yeah, from my
our point of view and the way we've looked into it, the RAC and the AIA, the main automobile associations in the country, they do provide details, costings on their spreadsheet that they provide online, and that seems to be regularly updated and takes into account the whole range of running costs that the AA did. They just present it in a slightly different way. They present it over 5 years because they're looking at depreciating people over 5 years. So it's then manipulating those figures. What I have done is produce a spreadsheet to take that into account, which then arrives at the figures I've got in.
Yes, please.
For a further clarification as well, if moving forward you go with the recommendation as the proposal is on the floor at the moment, each decision of the authority, as it says in November, if you move forward, the licensing authority decided not to increase the fares, that in itself is still a decision of the authority and would still be subject to judicial review. So if at any point in the future we're in a position where the RAC figures that we used were inaccurate or otherwise unfair, that in itself might lead itself to a challenge, but officers would review that at the point they made their decision.
Question answered. Councillor Hugh Jones Evans, Julie.
Thank you, Chairman. Just a question about the we've now got electric taxis, haven't we? I do understand that electrically far lower running costs. I'm just wondering if that was something to look at in the future. We've got one taxi at the moment, but I believe running costs of the average is about 14 pence a mile and electric vehicles about 2 pence a mile, so it could be maybe in the future more electric vehicles and a double tariff is actually cheaper to travel into electric vehicles. In fact, that might help the ship labour.
That does make sense. At the moment, as you said, we have one taxi. Where the fares are set for the predominantly diesel or petrol vehicle. I guess that the guy has got a good business case to use an electric car at the present time.
Chairman, would that be something we can look at in the future then, to look at electric vehicles and their
It would be something we would look into in the future, yes, Councillor Jones.
So it might encourage more electric taxis, which would be good for the environment, wouldn't it?
We would encourage that, as you say, if we look at the environment. Is there anything further you'd like to add in that, Amanda, with regard to the environment?
I think Councillor Jones, that is something that is relevant on the island and we need to look at. And at the present time, there is no moving forward on that. I have spoken to Jim Fawcett around electric and reducing the pollution on the island with regards to that. That's one thing that has been discussed, but at the moment we've never moved forward with that. But it is on the agenda.
So it's on the table. Are there any further questions before I take a vote? Right, all those in favour, motion.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's unanimous. Thank you, members. I more or less declare the meeting closed. I think there's no